This is interesting. I am recording on the Zoom H1 handy recorder. I've just got it delivered to me from digitalvillage.co.uk, and it was 70 something pounds. Can't remember exactly. Nevertheless, why did I buy it from digitalvillage.com, .co.uk? Because I phoned them up. Their phone number was on the website. I like talking to a human being. They sounded very, very helpful. The guy's name, Mike Perkins, I think, was super helpful, answered all my questions, and said he'd get it sent out next day delivery. Only snag with that is it arrived and it's second hand. Not his fault. It's come from a warehouse, and that warehouse has been naughty. They sublet the warehouse out. It's probably some kind of random accident. The box looked a bit battered. I thought, hang on, this doesn't look like a nice new bit of shiny tech. When I took it out, the screen was a bit scratched, and I thought, hang on, I've got a demo model here. And the memory card that was meant to be included wasn't there either. So the first thing I did straight away was to call digitalvillage.co.uk, because their phone number is on all their paperwork. Thank you very much for that. I spoke to a guy called Graham, who was immediately very apologetic, says, I don't know how this has happened, I'm so sorry. Very unusual, it's come from the warehouse, not from a store, and he doesn't understand how a possible demo model or something along those lines, a return, has got to the warehouse to then be redistributed. And he'll do what he can to rectify this problem. He wanted to swap something in the store if I could nip in straight away, and I said that's not possible. So he's actually going to go against company policy, post me something, and I'll swap the new for old with the driver on Monday morning. Luckily I had a micro SD card lying around which I could drop into this so that I can at least test it, and I'm very appreciative. I could have got straight onto Twitter and gone for a big old rant, but I've had such good customer service from digitalvillage.co.uk. It's very, very easy to forgive them this mistake. Great stuff. So, the recorder. Let's get down to business. First impressions are exactly what I am Brian Jones told me on Twitter. A lot of hand noise. It's a lovely little recorder. It's very compact. It's made by Zoom, and I've got the H2 and the H4N, slightly larger models. I wanted this to attach to the top of a camera and to have as a kind of an emergency backup small device. It takes a single AA battery, which I love, although I really like charging my devices through a USB port. Sometimes you just want to drop a new battery in and you know you're back to business. I'm going to move my hand now. I'm standing very still, and I'm just going to move my hand as I look down at the screen. These recorders never have a very easy to see screen when you are actually recording. Very important to see that you are recording before you say anything. But you can see the kind of noise you get from holding it. Now that's kind of similar in a way to what you got from the Zoom H2. You don't get anything like this from the H4N, and I'm wondering why this is. Is it the coating? Is it the way it's made? You are effectively holding a rigid structure connected to the microphone, so is there a way of me putting a rubberized case and getting less noise? I don't know. I'm currently recording about 69 parts of 100 of the input on manual. Does that make any sense? Is it 69% of full in point volume? If I turn it onto auto gain, check this out. Excuse the noise as I turn the microphone around. Auto gain is off and I am turning it now on. You hear that sudden rush and massive increase in volume. So I could probably go for a little bit more of a boost. Maybe 75-80%. One thing I don't like about auto gain though is listen to this. You hear that pop up, that kind of rush of background noise as it tries to hear what's going on. If I'm being lazy though, auto gain is great if you're in a rush, But it's always worthwhile getting your headphones on, like I have now. That's the only reason why I know this microphone is so noisy. Strangely, using the iPhone nearly all the time and audio boot to web, I've never had that much of a noise issue outside of the normal bit of wind noise. I've got a mic shield on this right now, just the one that I stick on my iPhone, so it doesn't fit very well. I've got an exciting mic shield coming in the next couple of days, which I'm looking forward to reviewing alongside this. But definitely, you definitely need some kind of wind jammer stroke mic shield stroke spoffle. I'm still on auto game. I'm recording WAV, and what else can I say about this? It's very right-handed. All the controls are down the right-hand side. I'm used to that now. As a left-handed person, you just turn the device around. As I turn it around now, I can tell you that on the side you've got your input level, you've got your line in, you've got your pause and play, your fast forward, your rewind, your delete. The on button is also a hold switch, a USB B port for plugging USB cable in should you not want to take the card out to read from the card. Turning the microphone around again, and you might be able to hear the stereo effect. On the other side, you've got your line out and your volume, and the little slot with a hatch for your micro SD. On the back, you've got your low cut filter, which is currently set to off. This is low cut filter now on. I wonder if that reduces hand noise. Actually, it does a little bit. That's interesting. So low cut filter is now on. I'm wondering if I should record with it on more often. It's also cleaned up the auto gain. So straight away, I might have found a nicer settings. And although my audio has dropped a little bit, there's definitely less noise. The noise you can hear now is effectively the headphone lead banging against my hand. Auto level on, low cut on, and I'm recording WAV. There is a little hatch on the back for you to drop your AA battery, and also a screw port for some kind of tripod adapter, or if you have an adapter like I do for dropping it onto your hot shoe on your camera. So, pretty good quality. I can hear in my ears, I mean, enough for what I need, interviews, background noise, ambience, and this particular recorder I'd like to have as a backup in the bag should I want to start doing audio slideshows and have ambient music captured in the areas where I'm taking photographs, interviews, sounds, noises to go along with those photos. Sound good? Sounds good to me. What do you think? I'm going to make a massive amount of noise now as I move this around in my hand. I can almost hear the heartbeat through my hand. And now I'm going to click off. This just so requires editing, doesn't it? Recording straight on the iPhone up to the web is still kind of my favourite way of doing it. If only I could monitor what I was doing at the same time. Right. Thank you. And good night. Good morning. Good evening. Whatever it is where you are.